We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara said that Rehuda holds that anything you are separate from, you don't make Gzera. For example, Chadash. Chadash is a new Tfuah. Until you bring the Omer, you're allowed to work with it. It won't come to eat it, because you know that this is also. V'chol heicha de badl minei l'gazer, Rav Yudah v'atayim v'tayim v'tayim v'chor she'ochse dam, a b'chor, they got sick, and they figured out that his sickness is, he has too much blood in him. And what do you have to do? You have to do some bloodletting. You have to take out some blood. The problem is that if you do it in the wrong place, you might make a mum. If you do it straight into the vein and you take out blood, like a regular blood test, there's no mum involved. But if you make a mistake, you can make a mum. And a bechar, it's also make a mum in bechar. Why? Is it issur to make a mum bekachim? It's a pasuk in the Torah. You're not allowed to make a mum bekachim. So bechar she'achle dam, I feel who makes, even if it's going to die. And this is talking about the kohen owns the bechar. And it means a lot to him because this is his meat for yontif. You can't do akaz adam, you have to let it die. The Rabbi Yehuda. Because you're worried you might, by mistake, do in the wrong place and give it a mum. No, yakiz, you could do akaz adam. Be careful not to make a mum. So what do you see? See, Rabbi Yehuda's got it. Even though, you know, kachim is so careful, kachim is kachim, still with skid, you might make it, give him a bloodletting in a place where it's a mum. He's separate from it. And for the Gemara, since a person is so worried about his mom and the kohen, this is his money, he's going to mock him. If you allow him to make do a kaz adam, he's going to do it even in a place where it's not going to do first the little poko here, and it's not going to work. He says, I got to get this blood out, I'm going to do it somewhere else. And he's going to lose himself and make it a mum. And that's what makes it a problem. So even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, even though Badum and Ahir, there's a Gzeira, because Adam Bahul Amamayna. Rabbanon, what's up, Pshan Rabbanon? Who hold, he allowed to do it. He says, Koshkein, Dilo Sharisle, Klal, Osam Ebed. If you don't give him a head, do it in the Derech Heter, he's going to do it in the Derech Issa then. Because he's so worried about his mamon, and if you're telling him that even this Derech Heter is Osir, he says, everything's the same, equal Osir, he'll just do it straight to make a mum, because he's not going to leave his money to die. He'll do it straight a mum, so it's better if you give him a Mokim Heter than to say everything is Osir. So now we're saying, as Adam Baal HaMayna, Yehuda is Geizer. Break the Gemara, Mir Mino Yehuda, Adam Baal HaMayna. Do we say, Fear Yehuda, that a person is Baal HaMayna, he might come to an Isser, Vatana, and this is talking about Yom Tif, Rabbi Yehuda and Vayom Tif, no Baal HaMayna, Vatana, Rehuda, Emer, Eim Mekadrin, Mekardin is made a Gersa, Vavahema Vayom Tif, Peshu Oysa Chabura. You can't comb an animal with a comb that has very tight teeth on the comb. You want to comb behemoth, he has a lot of fleas in his wool. You can't do that because you might make a chabura. On yontif, it's also make a chabura on yontif. It's always a chabura. Aval, make kartzvim. But you can use a comb that has very wide teeth. The teeth are spread apart, and that's not a problem. Because there's not shash chabura. You can't do either one. Why not? It's a gzera. You can't do either one. V'tanya, look to the bride. Say, is it kida v'ezu karsav? Which one's kida, which is karsav? Kida k'tanim, the small teeth. V'ezu n'chavura, makes chavura. Karsav k'zderim is big teeth, v'ezu n'chavura. So what do you see? You see, fear of Yehuda, that you're allowed to do makartzvim. You're allowed to do makardir, not makartzvim. Maybe it's Adam Bala Amayne, wants to get his behemoth clean, he didn't land using the other type of comb. And it says, you're not allowed to do makardim, you're allowed to do makartzvim. You're allowed to do the wider teeth. If you allow him to do it, Adam Bahol, you see it's not working so good, he'll grab the tighter one and come to Chabura. He makes a gzera of Adam Bahol Amayinai. So what's going on here? Why is he allowed this? My answer is no. Hosam di shavaklei mayis. By the cause of dam, if you leave the behemoth without doing any procedures, the behemoth is going to die. There you say, I mean, Adam Bahol Amayinai. Hacha is shavaklei, if he leaves the behemoth, what's going to happen already? The behemoth is not going to die for some flies. Tsar Ba'alma, who? It's only Tsar. There's no Adam Bala Amayna on that. Lamina Adam Bala Amayna on that. And the Gemara has one final question. That, first of all, the Gemara could have asked the Kasha on the Rabbanon also. Stira Rabbanon. The Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha on Stira Rabbanon. Before we said the Rabbanon holds that culture can, if you don't do anything, Adam Bala Amayna. And here he says, then I'll do anything. So why don't you have a Kasha there? So that they speak out, that we knew for sure, there's no Adam Bala HaMayna that much, that if you don't let him do anything, he's going to do something, because he knows that the thing's not going to die. In Rabbi Yehuda, where his Dak is the Kechilik, that the Gemara at Mechadish, that even that is no Adam Bala HaMayna. Even if you let one thing, not come to another thing. So one makasha for the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Maishna Gabi Chom, it's the Gazer, Maishna Gabi Karzav Tloy Gazer. So good, we answered why is no other Baal Amayin. What about a different kasha? L'chayra, you're not Badal Minei over here. You comb the behemoth all week, and if you allow him to comb it, you might comb it in the regular way. So why is different the chametz? We say that, but loy bodo, we're not separate. There's a gzeira. So Gemara says that even if you have Yehuda holds everything's totally in bodo, not bodo, it has to be similar also. Lechem belechem michlef kido bekaratzav loy michlef. If you're telling you to do a shinu, you have to do it with the wider teeth. You're not going to come and do the smaller teeth and do it with that comb. And the Rabban argue, all the old guys are back upon him. That is the Gemara here with Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Nu Mishnah. We mentioned, the first half of his Mishnah was mentioned earlier in the Masechta. Rameya says, the Erev Pesach, Oichlin Kol Chametz. The whole fifth hour, you're allowed to eat Chametz until the whole fifth hour, until the end of the fifth hour, which means from the whole morning, you know, the Issa Chametz only starts right before the sixth hour. Why? Because Midaraisa, after 6 hours, is the Issa Chametz. But we were geyser that you're going to make a mistake by an hour. Therefore, we said, stop eating chametz at the end of the fifth. Because this way, you'll sure stop at the end of the sixth, even if you get mixed up by an hour. So, eich kol chametz, the sarf from tchilas sheis, beginning of sheis, you stop bringing the chametz. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, even a bigger chumra. Oichlin kol arba, the whole fourth hour you eat chametz. But toilin kol chametz, you have a little buffer zone. The fifth hour, you don't eat anything. But you don't have to sarf either. The sarf from tchilas sheis, you stop burning the tchilas sheis. Why? The grass. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can make a mistake by 2 hours. So therefore, if you allow him to eat in the fifth hour, you might land up eating in the seventh hour, which is awesome to do. So therefore, don't eat the whole fifth hour in order not to make a mistake by 2 hours. I can ask me, so why don't we say you have to burn the chametz already? You might make a mistake. And I'll burn chametz afterwards. So the Mefarshim don't talk about it so much. The Rishash says, you see from here that Issa Achila is Muhammad. And Sreif doesn't say a reason. So someone in the Mefarshim said, Pshat, says that Pshat is that it's Sreif is a bigger hefsid. So we don't want to make you're burning it, you're getting rid of it. We don't make a big hefsid on someone because of his zera. So we do is say, don't eat it. And we can still feed it the animal then. So it won't be a big hefsid. And that's, we don't want to make a big hefsid so many hours in advance. But like upon a fear of you, if you have to stop eating it in the fourth hour, the fifth hour, you could leave it aside, and then you burn it beginning in the sixth hour. But Oidam Rabbi Yehuda, that in the times of the Beis Mikdash, they didn't have clocks. How they know when to stop eating? So, shtei chalas shel toida psulos v'nachas agava istva. They used to put two pasul of chalas, we'll see pasul of chalas in the Gemara later on, two pasul of chalas of toida, you put it on the gavi istva, you put it on top of the shelf, which means really, on top of the benches had like a little awning. They used to put it on top of the awning. And when someone's, when Kolzman Shemunachas, when they saw those two chalas sitting there, everyone's in Yishlayim, then be early regal for Karim Pesach. So Kolzman, they saw those two chalas there, Kolam Eichlim, everyone eats chametz. They know it's just the fourth hour. Nitlachas, they took off one chala, toilim, they didn't eat. Like Eichlim was sarfin, Nitl Shteyim, both of them were taken off. You know, it's the sixth hour, his chilu Kolam sarfin. Everyone started burning the chametz. Rabbi Gamil is a third sheet in the Mishnah. We have Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Gamil is similar to Rabbi Yehuda, but he adds on one knech. Rabbi Gamil Omer, Chulin Necholim Kol Arba. Chulin is eaten only Arba. After that, you have to stop eating. V'truma Kol Chomesh. You can eat Truma still in the Chomesh. Why? Because we don't want to burn Truma, get rid of Truma, and be mafsid Truma because of the Zerah. So we allow you to eat Truma Kol Chomesh. V'sar from Tchil Sheish. Beginning of Sheish, then you even burn Truma because there already everyone makes mistakes 1 hour. Levadai, Vadai, Ruba, Ta'u Rashi says. Most people make a mistake. And therefore, even Truma, you'll burn Mitchil Sheish because you might make a mistake by 1 hour. Al Kapam, that's our Mishnah. And now when we get to the Gemara is going to go into a whole Blat Gemara discussion in Eidus with people who say Eidus if they make a mistake by the hour. And Hashaykh is, of course, to our Mishnah, which will come in on your Beis and Beis. The Gemara will bring our Mishnah in afterwards. First, we'll start with the Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin. The halacha is that when you have two Eidim, there are 7 Chakiris and there's Bedikas. What are 7 Chakiris? The 7 Chakiris are in which Shemitah is it, in which year of the Shemitah is it, in which month, and what day of the month, which day of the week, what hour, and which place. Those are the 7 Chakiris. So here, what happened was that two guys came in and said that Reuven killed Shimon. They said both said it was Tuesday or Wednesday, it was the right day. But one said it was this day of the month, one said that day of the month. Shaila is, are they astira to each other or not? So let's see the Mishnah. Now, awesome. Echadoyim Mishnayim. One guy says it was the second day of Nisan. Shnayim Mechayish. Echadoyim Mishloish. One says the third day of Nisan. The halach is a dosan kayemes. Why? Because we can attach the words. We explain them. They're both saying Tuesday and just had the wrong date because they didn't have a calendar. Shazayah day of Yibur Shechayish. This one knew that last month was the extra day, 2 days of Shechayish. Shazayah day. He thought it was 1 day of Shechayish. Shazayah day of Yibur Shechayish. He didn't know about the extra day of the Chayish. So therefore, it's easy to make a mistake and they got the wrong day of the month. So there you can say, Dushan Kiyamas. Echram Mishloish, Echram Mishloish, hey, one says it was on the third day, Nisan, on the fifth day, Nisan, there already, we don't know what you're talking about. Dushan Vatela. Then it's bottle because it's no way you can make a mistake by 2 days. Now, what about the hour of the day? Echram Mishloish, one said it was 2 o'clock. Echram Mishloish, it was 3 o'clock. This is talking about really in the morning, 2 hours after sunrise, and one said 3 hours after sunrise. The halach is they do some kiyamis because by 1 hour they don't have clocks those days. But 1 hour, everyone makes a mistake. Echadam mishalish, echadam mechamish. If one says in the 3rd hour, one says in the 5th hour, then they do some tell the rameya. By 2 hours, you don't make a mistake. That's what rameya holds. Rabbi Yehuda, no, they do some kiyamis. You do make a mistake by 2 hours. But Rabbi Yehuda agrees that certain 2 hours, you don't make a mistake. Echadam mechamish. One says the 5th hour of the day. Echadam mesheva, the 7th hour of the day, they do some betela. Then the Eidus is bottle. Why? Because there, those 2 hours you know. In the 5th hour, the sun is still in the east. In the 7th hour already, the sun is in the west. You could tell by the shade already that the sun is in a different place. And that you know. And therefore, even those 2 hours, even Rav Yehuda will agree that that's a mistake. And they're lying and they do some betel. Now the Gemara is going to come along and explain this Machlokes Rameh Rav Yehuda. And it's going to explain it not exactly the way we just said it over. We said it over very simply, oversimplify it. We see the Gemara is going to explain it a little different. Amar Abaye. Because Tim Shalayim always means when we look into it very well, when we're didactic in the words, the Dibur Rameyer, Abaye says, Eidam Toyev Leklum. Rameyer holds a person does not make a mistake at all. So Dibur Rav Yehuda, and if, according to Rav Yehuda, Adam Toyev Chatzisha, all his mistake is a half hour. And the Gemara explains how it fits into our Mishnah. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Divrei Rav Meir, Ein Adam Toyev Leiklum, Maisa Kihava, the story that this was, of this murder was, Kihava Mefik Tarte Ma'al Tlas. The story happened exactly at 3 o'clock, or 2:59 and 59 seconds. That's exactly when it happened. Ki Mefik Tarte Ma'al Tlas, when 2 finishes and 3 starts. V'hadah Kamashdayim, the guy who said 2, he meant to say Besarif Shtayim, he meant 2:59. V'hadah Kamashalosh, Tchir Shalosh, he meant 3 o'clock. So they're really saying the same exact time. No one makes a mistake. When he said 2, he didn't mean 2. He meant the end of 2. When he said 3, he meant the beginning of 3. So he meant the exact same time. And people don't make mistakes, according to Rav Meir. And therefore, if one says 2 and 4 o'clock, there is no way to patach it. That already doesn't work. That's Rav Meir's shita. Fi Abaye. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a half hour mistake. The Rabbi Yehuda, Adon Toye Chachishah, Maisa Kehava V'Palga D'Arba. The story was, B'palga da arba, let's say 3:30. Hava, v'haydu kama shalosh. The one who said 3, v'soyv shalosh, v'katoy palga shaita. He, it really happened, the way the Agamara teaches is palga, it really happened 4:30, if you want to use our language, it'd just be better. It really happened 4:30. The one who says 3 o'clock, he means to say 3:59, which is within a half hour of the real time. V'katoy palga shaita. He makes a mistake 1 half hour in advance. Early. He said 1 half hour early. The guy who said 5 o'clock, but tchilas chomesh means to say beginning of 5 o'clock. But katoy palga d'shaitam 4:30 to 5. So according to Rabbi's pshat, Rameir Rav Yehuda, first of all, not arguing from so katzal lekatzal, and also they're saying very little. Rameir is saying people doesn't make a mistake. You don't make a mistake with time. When you say 3 and we say 2, it's possible they're both the same exact time. And Rabbi Yehuda, once it's 3:05, it's within a half hour. That's the whole mistake. That's one shot. That's one shot of Abaya. Because Tim Tzolayim, if you're a doctor, a divrei Rameir, Odom Toya Mashu, a person makes a mistake by a Mashu. Divrei Yehuda, Odom Toya Shaw Mashu, Ewa Mashu. It's a little bit different, but it's also a very small mistake. Divrei Rameir, Odom Toya Mashu, Maisik Ahava. The story either was, either the end of the 2nd hour, or the beginning of the 3rd hour. One's making a mistake by the mashu. When he says 2 o'clock, it means the end of 2. When he says 3, it means beginning of 3. But the story happened either 3 o'clock or 2:59, and one of them is making a mistake by 1 minute. The story either was at the end of the third hour or the beginning of the fifth hour. And this guy is saying it happened 3 o'clock, means the end of three, and he's saying five, means the beginning of five, and it happened to one of those two, and they're making a mistake, Shah Mashu. So that's the two ways to learn Abaye and Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye is Tup Shatim. Either Rami holds no mistake at all, or it's a Maya Mashu, or Rabbi Yehuda holds a mistake by a half hour, or by the hour of Mashu. And the Gemara, Met Hashem, on tomorrow's Shir and Daf Yud Beis, will continue this discussion.